Well, hello, bros. It's time for that hero stuff, bro! That hero stuff! Oh! How are you doing on the day of today? This is James Hall, and welcome to Restoring Heroes, Real Biblical Manhood in a Counterfeit World. What is wrong with me? Empowered by the War Cry Podcast Network! Woo! Look, I got a whole lot to say in a little bit of time. I needed to keep your ears peeled and your eyes open. Can you do that for me? Today, men, we're talking about feminist boys. Or feminist boys? Feminist boys versus future men. Now, there's this clip I found on the interwebs that I saw on Instagram, and I wanted to share it with you. I wanted to share it with you. I think you'll be entertained by it. I think it will enlighten you. I think it will make you bump in your chair. But it is a cringe warning. Cringe warning, okay?
Welcome to Radical Cram School.
Here we go.
We're going to learn Radical about social justice, this is, revolution, this is, and how to be powerful in the bodies that you
kids.
Have.
So just letting you know that right now.
Future.
Macho, macho, grab, grab. Oh, you're annoyed?
That's so toxic. I'm a feminist boy.
Watch me be a man who has all the feels. I can laugh, cry, sing, and still keep it real.
I don't have to be tough just to get respect.
I know words, not fists, solve arguments.
Watch me be a man who doesn't only wear blue. Why can't pink and purple be boy colors too?
I feel bad for macho men who won't wear sparkles. Those old color codes are so patriarchal.
Macho, macho, punch, punch, tough guy, girl. That is so passe, that is not my future. Macho, macho, grab, grab, oh you're annoyed. That's so toxic, I'm a feminist boy.
What's wrong with you people? I'm serious.
Look. Now, you look it up on YouTube. It's Feminist Boy Cram School or whatever it is, but it is targeted to kids. It doesn't even have comments on it and things like that. So that happens when you put your thing on. It's for kids. This is for kids to re-educate them. I want to show you an article, read an article to you that I found after I saw this video. It is from medium.com, and the article is Raising a Feminist Boy. Now, this is from July 15th, 2020, so a year ago, hereabouts. But I want to read something to you that's very important. The roles of education. One of the fundamental reasons discrimination exists is the lack of education. And I'm not talking about school education. I'm talking about the means put to ensure the proper development of a human being. Education starts at a very early age, even before we are born. A fetus, our brain develops and learns to react and interact with the environment surrounding us. Discrimination against people is a behavior that we learn from a very young age. A young child mimics, and it goes through all that. But it goes into this part of the thing I want you to listen to. The first part of raising a feminist boy. This is what the world wants to do. I'm not trying to alarm you. I'm just trying to let you know. Demystify gender roles. Most of what children learn through mirroring parents. Look at that. Look at that. Listen to that again. Most of what children learn is through mimicking, mirroring parents. You can't expect your son to treat women equally and to do and to be a feminist if there's no role model to follow at home, if he is a male or female. Now, if he is a male or female, it does not make any sense. But let's I'll let her grow off. A figure at the at home that is that has sexist attitudes, even when they are just jokes, he will probably continue that path. Show that there is no fixed roles. Show that there is no fixed roles. And we know that not to be true, right? We know that that in the Bible, let me look this up right fast, that we are in fixed roles, right? In the Bible, it says this. Where we at? I messed up. Okay. For the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church and the savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject to Christ, so the wife, let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. There are distinctions. There are distinctions. There's this poem, my God, I'm reading this book called Future Man by Doug Wilson, and I wanted to share some big points that I got from it. That's all I'm talking about today. Future Man. So this is from GK Chesterton. It says, if I set the sun beside the moon, and if I set the land beside the sea, and if I set the town beside the country, and if I set the man beside the woman, I suppose some fool would talk about one being better. You get what he's saying? I suppose some fool would talk about one being better, but we cannot demystify the certain roles that we have in the household. It's important for us as men to first be there to make our sons know what it means to be a real man. I've been reading a whole lot of this past week. I've been reading a whole lot of those type, how to make feminist boys and things like that. And it's always the first thing is to disorient what it means to be a boy, or what it means to be a man. What are the generals? They have to kind of try to take apart the nuclear family. It's never, they don't want any hard and strong lines, but the Bible says there is hard and strong lines. So first, make hard and strong lines. So that's the first step of what they say to make a feminist boy is to demystify the gender roles. Okay. Let him play what he wants. Now, this is exactly what they mean by demystify. So what they do is my daughter went through this when she was in preschool. There's a dress up bin, and they allowed the boys to play dress up with girls' clothes. And my daughter was like, no, you don't play. This is before we knew about homeschooling and all that stuff. But no, boys don't play with that. And the teacher said, let them play. To say that boys can play with Barbies. They had articles a couple months, a year ago or so, that says boys can be princesses too. They had all these things to try to get your boys to play with both Barbies and Power Rangers, and saying there is no difference, right? There's one article I read when the lady was kind of lamenting the fact that her son, no matter how much she tried, always wanted to play with cars and trucks, right? So she got him and she told him that girls can play with trucks too. You know, he don't care. He playing with trucks. All right, number three, don't be afraid of his feminine side. Now, I gather 3 and 4 are the same thing. Okay. Let him show vulnerability and empathy. So what the feminists want to make a feminist boy is the feminine side, they want them to express all their emotions wholeheartedly. Every bit of their emotions, they want them to express and let out and things like that, because that's because to them, that's what it means to be a to be female, to be more female, is to always have your emotions out on display. Now, there's an article I ran past by It's Good to Be a Man by a guy I like to follow named Michael Foster. Michael Foster, It's Good to Be a Man. It's a great article, and it says boys must master their emotions to become men. Boys must master their emotions to become men. It's good to be a man.com. Now look it up. Now this is what it says. Intemperate man poses a very, very real danger to society. There is a reason that boys don't cry was once an important part of preparing boys for manhood. Males are both powerful and aggressive, or both more powerful and aggressive than their female counterparts. They have a greater potential for violence and destruction. Therefore, it is crucial that young men learn how to master their emotions. Men must know how to keep their cool, keep a cool head when, keep their cool head when calm turns into chaos. Men must know how to diffuse or redirect their anger towards something constructive. Men must practice emotional restraint. If there are to be leaders, they must be temperate. Titus chapter 1, 1 Timothy 3 and 2, and Titus chapter 2, verse 2. There is a place to weep. Jesus wept. There is a place for anger. Jesus turned over tables. There is no place for whining. Men must be taught the difference and live accordingly. More emotive men will mean more destruction, not less. It's good to be a man. Men must master, boys must master their emotions to become men by isgoodtobeaman.com. Michael Foster. So with all that said, and the rest of the stuff, like teach them agency and being concise, teaching them no means no, those things are just a reaction from what happens when a boy don't have a strong man in the house. They have no self-control. So the feminists think that all men act like that, so they have to make, you know, the boys be concise and check their privilege and all that stuff. All right, so let me get to five things you can do to prepare your boy to be a future man. And this comes from the book Future Man. Future Man by Doug Wilson. Future Man, Raising Boys to Fight Giants by Doug Wilson. You should pick it up at Cannon Press. It's not an affiliate link. It's just a real good book. All right, so let's get started. Number one, lords. The man is created to exercise dominion in the earth. The charge which God gave in this regard is frequently called the cultural mandate. And it says, and God said, Let us make man in our image after the likeness, and let him have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creepy thing, creepeth upon the earth. This is the King James Version. My bad. Be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it. Okay. So it is important to teach boys that we are called to be lords or to subdue. Okay. Boys want, this is a part I'm reading from Doug Wilson again. Boys want to conquer and subdue if the terrain before them is a backyard, then that is what they will conquer and subdue. The point of this discipline with boys is to channel the direct and sorry, to channel and direct their energy into an obedient response to the cultural mandate, not to squash that energy, destroying it or making it sullen. Boys, therefore, should be in training to become men who exercise dominion. They should learn. They should be learning to be lords in the earth. They should be adventurous and visionaries. Okay, so boys naturally have a tendency to want to conquer and destroy and take things and break things and make it their own and things like that. Our job as men is to focus that energy and put that under God so he can do the cultural mandate, which is have dominion over all the earth, all the world, even their emotions, right? That's why that mandate for what the feminists wanted to do with the feminine, make a feminist boy, is to make them in touch with all their feels. You shouldn't be. Since you are a lord and you should have dominion, you should be able to control all your emotions and not blow. You should not be a ticking time bomb all the time with every sense, every emotion. Every emotion. All right, let's keep on going. Husbandmen. Okay, husbandmen. God has created man was created not only to discover, conquer, and conquer new worlds, but to make those worlds flourish. You get that? I'm gonna keep on going. Man does not just build bridges and space stations. He must go and tend and oversee the organic things which he planted there. Gardens, families, towns. A great lessons can be acquired by a small boy in a small garden. Boys, therefore, should be learning to be patient, careful, and hardworking. So boys should be having dominion. I mean, they should be training to be lords, lowercase lords. Boys should be husbandmen. They should work with their hands. They should learn patience. They should learn hard work. They should learn to be careful. They should learn to take care of things, right? This is how you keep your boy from being a feminist man, a feminist boy, right? Saviors. Men also have a deep desire to deliver or save. The great example of the savior is, of course, Jesus Christ. Now, in this part of the chapter, Doug Wilson describes us being lesser dragon slayers, training lesser dragon slayers under the ultimate dragon slayer, Jesus Christ. And he says that every boy has something that they want to defend. Every boy has a need to defend. Every boy has a need to represent something in battle, right? And he says also that being a Christian isn't for pacifist. He says the peace that will be ushered in by our great prince will be a peace purchased with blood. Our Savior sacrificed himself in this world war, so must his followers learn to do so. And listen to this. This is a good part. Boys who learn that they are growing up to fight in a great war, and they must be consequently learn as boys to be strong, sacrificial, courageous, and good. So you see what we're doing here? We're aiming our sons towards a higher goal. We're not just hoping that they something will happen. We're Doug Wilson's talking about molding and aiming our sons through the word of Jesus Christ. Aiming our sons. I'm talking about you have to aim our kids, aim our sons, aim our daughters towards a goal, towards a mark, and the mark of manhood. The marks of manhood that we're aiming our sons. Now, so as along with being strong, sacrificial, courageous, and good, because we are not pacifists, we are warriors, we are lesser dragon slayers, we are saviors, if you would, lesser saviors, right? We have to be sages. And Doug Wilson describes this as wisdom, having knowledge, having know-how, having can work with your hands, can work with your mind, having those things. And he says something that that stood out to me. And I'm going to read it to you if I can get through it all. Here we go. We must therefore teach our boys the masculinity of study, of learning, of books, of intellectual discussion. Too often we let our boys drift into a situation where they pit one aspect of masculinity against another. When this happens, for example, boys who naturally love the outdoors can readily dismiss software programming as effeminate, or even worse, come to look down at poetry. You get what he's saying there? He's saying masculinity is not just, it's not just working with your mind, it's all that, and not just working with your hands and getting dirty and things like that, it's all that, right? But it's also working with your mind, learning how to read a book, learning how to study hard, learning how to work hard, learning how to have intellectual conversations, learning how not to be dopes. And it seems like every boy thing, if you look at TV, if you look at youth group, if you look, everybody wants our sons to be dopey and goofy and overly silly and untimely joking and just being retarded like all the time, right? And he says this, the connection must be made for him. Boys must therefore learn to be teachable, studious, and thoughtful. Teachable, studious, and thoughtful. So last but not least, we are bearers of God's glory. We are his imago Dei. We are, since man was first put on earth and God gave us the mandate, that means we become the head of our families and of our households and things like that. So it's very, very important for us not to think about ourselves as just like the world thinks men and women are not distinct. They're trying to make them the same. I forgot what that's called, where you make them, they're trying to even out the playing field so you can interchange man and female and male and female, and you can interchange boys and girls, and just egalitarian, I think that's what it is. They're trying to level everything down. That's why you have a influx of female pastors, influx of deaconesses or whatever you want to call them, an influx of those things, right? Because they're trying to push everything down to make it even, but that's not what God wants us to do. God created the sun and the moon. God created the seas and the water and the earth. God created all those things. And Doug Wilson describes is every bit of what God creates has a different level of glory. There's glory set up for men and there's glory set up for women. I think it's sinful to try to push those things together. But in that, we have to let our sons know that they have been created by God for something bigger. For something greater. And I want you to think about that when it comes to, because these things are true, and this is what he says, because these things are true, boys must be instructed on how to grow up into glory and how to fulfill their responsibilities by being representatives, responsible, and holy. Okay? And we're going to put it all together. We should want our boys to be aggressive and adventurous. They are learning to be lords on the earth. We should want them to be patient and to work hard. They are learning to be husbandry. Sorry. We should want them to hate evil and to have a deep desire to fight it. They are learning what it what a weapon feels like in their hands. We should want our boys to be eager to learn from the wise. They are learning to become wise themselves. We want them to stand before God, to worship in the worship of God, with head uncovered. You get what we're saying? So the way to fight against the feminist boy is to have future men in your gaze. Get that book, Future Men, okay? And I'm gonna recap really fast, because we want our boys to be lords, okay? We want our boys to be lords, we want them to be adventurous, visionaries, patient, careful, hardworking, strong, sacrificial, wise, courageous, good, teachable, studious, and thoughtful. Representative, responsible, and holy. That's the only way we can fight against the feminist boys. If we have all those things, then we go work on it. But I want you to think about that, right? What are you aiming your son to be? Because the world is aiming our sons to be certain things. What are you aiming your son to be? What are you aiming your son to be? And that's all I got to say about that, heroes. Until next time, be watchful, stand firm in the faith, act like men, and be strong out there. Whoop-ah!